Keres Malaya. You don't say challah when you're still fasting, still hungry. First, fill yourself up, have a full stomach, and then you say challah. Nefer Sveh, you should be satisfied, the Keres Malaya, full stomach, then you could say challah, like you'll be more satisfied to say challah. Fetigmar Eni, it's not like that. For Rapopik, Loyalevei Knishta, the Avi Guber. Rapopik once went into the shul of Avi Guber. The Gozer Tainus, he was Gozer Tainus, there wasn't rain that year. For Yordulhem Geshomim, Ad Chatzais, and by Chatzais Hayyim, before Chatzais Hayyim, the rain came down. And they didn't have to fast anymore. But the Omar Halal, they said Halal right away. The Yachakach Ochlo Beshos, and then they first went home to eat and to drink. So here you see, you're supposed to say Halal right away. So Marin says, I'll tell you, Shani B'nai Mechuzah. B'nai Mechuzah are different. Teshchichi Bu Shichrus. By them, he was afraid if they would go home and eat first, they would drink too much wine and become shikr. And then they won't be able to come back to say halal. So in a place that we're afraid maybe they'll drink too much, then we say better say halal first and then go home to eat. But in the Mishnah's place was they weren't afraid they'll drink too much wine, they would become shikr. Therefore he told them, first go home and eat and satisfy yourself, and then you can come back, and then you could say halal. Yehadrin Alecho Seder Tainus Elu. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Chavov, fourth perk. Mishnah says, B'shloisha prokim bashono, three times during the year, is kahanim noisin es kapeyim arbo pomim bayim. Three times in the year, the kahanim duchin, four times a day. Arbo pomim bayim, four times a day do they duchin. In other words, there are four tefillahs, four times they say Shemon Esrei that day, and therefore they duchin by every Shemon Esrei. B'yoyim, b'shachris, b'musif, b'mincho v'nila shorim. At the time when they have tefillas nila, the kahanim duchin all four tefillas. Now, what are these three times that the kahanim duchin all four tefillas? The tainis. This is when we have these tainis when you have to fast the tainis sibur. Then the kahanim duchin all four tefillas. And the Gemara will talk about it. The Gemara asks the kasha, by a tainis there's no tefillas musaf. By a tainis we only have tefillas nila maybe, but you only have tefillas musaf. All right, the Gemara will talk about it. The Gemara says it just means that out of these four tefillas, as many tefillas you have during these three times, during any one of the tefillas, they kind of have to duchen. Over ma'amodis, who are them when we have the ma'amodis? We'll soon see what that means. Over Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, that's when the day you have four tefillas, you have musaf and you have nila, so then the kind of duchen all four tefillas. Trashi b'nila shashorim. Forsh bebrochus Yishalmi perek tefillas shachar emes say nila. When exactly do you daven tefillas nila? Yeshayim some say nila shashare mikdash. It means that we used to close the gates. V'yesh oimrim nila shavre shemayim. It goes in shemayim when they close the gates in shemayim. Shenei lemoisa in leit erev. When it comes at nighttime ready. The gemara tefila at the end of the day. V'noi gemoyo l'espalo tefilas nila b'chol tanisam k'dero shemespalo b'yom kippurim. Just like today on Yom Kippur, we have tefilas nila. Who adin when they used to have the tainis tzibur, they used to daven and say tefilas nila at the end of the tainis tzibur. So Mor will explain exactly how you said you don't have musaf then, but our kol pana means these days you'd say duchin any one of the tefillas that you have. Now elu hay mamodis. These are the special things about the mamodis. So Rashi, elu hay mamodis hamisanin mispalim biyareim. They used to daven, they used to fast then, and used to daven in their own cities. She yiskablu berotzen korban achem klekamon. Like we'll soon see later, there's a locha even by the korban atomid. Really, the Korban HaTobin is called the Korban HaTzibur. And the Korban HaTzibur means it's brought for every single Yochid B'Yochid. And really, when a Yochid brings a Korban, the Bailam has to be there by his Korban. So the question is, how are we there, B'Shas, to bring the Korban HaTomid? So Teret says, we make Shluchim. We make people, that's called Ma'amodos, people that stand there, B'Shas, to bring the Korban, they're our Shliach, it's considered as if we're standing there. And it's divided in half. Half of the people, the Shluchim, go to Yishlayim to stand by the Korban. And the other half, we'll see in the Gemara, goes to Yerichoi, that they gather together there and they make a day of Atinus. That they daven to Hashem, that Hashem should be in the Kabbalah, accept the Korban that's brought for the Tzibur. Right, the Gemara says, Lefi Shenema, because the Pasuk says by Korban HaTomid like this. The Pasuk says, Tzavis B'nai Yisrael as Korboni Lachmi. Says the what? That the Korban Tzibur is like brought for every single Yochid. V'chihech Korbono Shel Odom Korav. How could a person have a Korban brought for himself? V'ueno Oymed Agabah. If he's not standing there on top of the Korban. The loch is any time a Yochid brings a Korban, you have to be there in the Beis Hamikdash Peshas the Korban is being brought. So if the Korban of Tomid is brought for the whole Tzibur, how is it possible the whole Tzibur should be standing there b'shas to bring the Korban of Tomid? So his kinu, Nevi'im or Rishonim, the first Nevi'im, Rashi says they mean Shmuel and David, they made a takona that Esrim v'yabo mishmoris. They made a takona of 24 different watches. In other words, they made a cycle of 24 mishmorim throughout the year. In other words, twice a year you have to go to be on the mishmor. Every week you change over, and a cycle of 24 weeks. The 24 weeks is like half of a year, so twice a year you have to be on the maimed, you have to be on the mishmer. That I call mishmer or mishmer, ho you maimed b'yushlayim, on each week when it came your time, was divided in 24 weeks, and each person had 1 week to go, is I call mishmer or mishmer, ho you maimed b'yushlayim. In Yerushalayim there were people, the maimed standing there, b'shas they brought the korban atomid, you had shor kahanim, you had Kahanim there, Pshita. There was a Mishmer of Kahanim. They had to come there to do the Avodah. They actually had to bring the Korban HaTomid. That was their Avodah to bring the Korban. Shel Levim. Then you had to have a set of Levim there also to sing, to say the Shir by the Korban. And then you had B'Shal Yisraelim. Then you had also a Shluchim, like some Yisraelim there. Like we're saying, since the Korban HaTomid is really a Korban HaTzibah that's being brought for Kol Yochid B'Yochid, so really every Yochid should have been there. It's too much. So make a shliach, we have people, Yisraelim, standing there, b'shas to bring the korban. Like Rashi says, Lefi shenemar tzavis b'nei Yisrael, sha'atomid bo min ha'shkolim, shal kol Yisrael. Really everybody gives a machsa shekel, and from the machsa shekel you buy the korban atzibur, which is the korban atomid. V'yev shesh yekol Yisrael lo'im demagabi korbonim. You can't have the okla Yisrael there. O'mino ma'amodis li'os m'koimim. So you appointed people to go there, they have their mishmer exactly which week. You go up, and when you go up, you're in the place of like the whole Klal Yisrael. You are shliach for the Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, Nevi'im or Rishonim, that was Shmuel v'David, more meforish. Hakol mishmer, arbo v'yeskri mishmeres. There were 24 mishmeres, a cycle of 24 weeks. Shel kahanim hoyu. That there were 24 different weeks of kahanim, that each week another set of kahanim came in to do the avodah. You staff to be there in the city. That there was 24 mishmaros of Kahanim. Now, connected the 24 mishmaros of Kahanim, they also made a cycle of 24 mamodos that the Yisraelim used to be there. Ketani bebraisa. Shall mem test me this final nine or you mind we slime kanim levim Yisrael. Kanim levim, shall mishmer hoy oilum you slime kanim lavoida. The kanim poshed went there to the base of Mikdash to do the avoida, to bring the kabonis. O levim lashir. They had to sing the shir. O mikol ha hamamodois, hoy kfuyim rishlayim lamoid al kabonim achayim. They also had a chelik of Yisraelim there, that the Yisraelim poshed were just standing there when they brought the korban. As if to say, with the Bailim, we're instead of the whole Klal Yisrael, we're staying here to watch over the korban. Yeah. Now, Hegiya Zman HaMishmer Lalis, when it came that week, your Mishmer, your time to go up to Yerushalayim, is like this. Kahanim Ulevim Olim. All the Kahanim of that Mishmer had to go to the Beis Hamikdash to start to do the Avodah that week. Like we said, that's called the Mishmer, means 1 week. And each day of the Mishmer, there was a special Beis Av, like your Beis Av every day was also separated. Like out of the Mishmer, there was separation of 7 days. And each day, a different Beis Av, different Kahanim had to go to do the Avodah that day of the week. But I call upon them that week, all the Kahanim went to the Beis Hamikdash. Or Leviim also Oilam Yerushalayim. All the Leviim of that Mishmer had to go to Yerushalayim to be there by the Korban to sing, to say the Shir. The Yisrael, but Yisrael depends. Sheboisa Mishmer Mischansin Leoreim Vekurim B'maisa Breshis. By the Yisraelim, not all the Yisraelim had to go to the Beis Hamikdash. There were some Yisraelim that were there, B'shasta brought the Korbanos, were in Yerushalayim by the Beis Hamikdash, some Yisraelim. But there's another Indian by the Yisraelim. They used to gather together in their own cities, like Mor says in Yericho, and they used to make like a tainus there to fast to Hashem, as if to say Hashem should accept the kabonis that I brought for the purpose of the tzibur. And they were Kurim b'maisa Bereshis. They would read from the Torah in the Pashas of Bereshis. Rashi says, V'yashar hoyim eschansin li'arayim. U'mispal lim al-kor ben achayim she'yiskab l'b'rotzen. U'misanin, they used to fast. U'misiyin sefer Torah b'yom tanitzin. And it came yom ha'tainis, they would lane. So Mel used to read from Maisa Bereshis. Now, V'yan she'yamid, the mistress says, V'yan she'yamid hoyim eschansin. They used to fast. Arbo yom b'shavua. 4 days of the week they would fast. Mi'yom beis, from Monday. V'yad yom ha'chemish until Thursday. But v'loyhoyim eschansin era Shabbos. On Friday they wouldn't fast. It's not nice to come into Shabbos when you're hungry, so it's not nice to fast on Friday. So they didn't fast on Yom Shishi, they didn't fast. On Sunday, they didn't have to fast. It's not nice to leave right away a Shabbos, to go off on a Menucha and Oinig. On Shabbos, you rest and you have Oinig, you enjoy yourself. To right away go to say you have to start fasting on a Sunday every Yomus. It's too much of a shinui, of a change of change. So therefore, they didn't have to fast on Sunday either. Trash should be in Rishon Shal Shavua. Yeah. So these 2 days, they says Monday, Sunday, and Friday, they didn't have to fast. But the other days, they would fast. Now again, this was called the Anshe Mishmar. This was half of the Mishmar of the Yisraelim, that they didn't go to the Beis Hamikdash. They gathered together in their cities, and they made a tainus like a tainus tiber. And they used to read from the Sefer Torah. It says, V'yem harishayin, the first day, Sunday, even though they weren't fasting, still they used to have a kriyas haTorah. And they would read from Bereshis, Vayihi Rekiah. That's what they read the first day. Trash V'yem rishayin shal shavua, Karim Bereshis, Pashas Rishayna, O Pashas Yihi Rekiah. L'fishayin v'pashas Bereshis labad tes psukim, k'dei they kriyas kain levi v'Yisrael v'chein kulam. Therefore, you have to read at least 10 psukim. So you have to have the first parak, the first parsha like, and also the Yirikiyah. The Sheni, on the second day, they would read Yirikiyah, the Yikavu Amayim, also to have 10 psukim. Bashlishi, on the third day of the week, they would read from the parsha of Yikavu Amayim, and Vahi Moiris. Brevi, on the fourth day, on Wednesday, Yihi Moiris, they would say Vishritsu Amayim. Bechamishi, on the fifth day, they would say Yishritsu Amayim, Vitoitse Yoritz. Bashishi came Erev Shabbos for a Thursday, Friday, is Vatoitse Yoritz HaVichul Vashemayim. That's what they were relaying. This is what the Anshei Mishmar, because the people that did not go to Yerushalayim, they were still Shluchim from Yisraelim, they used to make a fast day, and they used to lay in the Torah every day of the Mishmar. A different Pasha. Now, Pasha's Gedoyla Koronoisei Bishnayim, a bigger Pasha, you had two people getting Aliyas, V'yaktana, the smaller Pasha, B'yochid one. Because he used to give 3 aliyahs like we do in the weekday. So these 3 aliyahs, the bigger pasha was divided by 2 people, and the smaller pasha, 1 person got the whole aliyah. B'shachris, b'musif, u'b'mincha, nichnosin, v'korin, no, b'shachris, b'musif. Now, shachris and musif, that's what they would do. If there would be a musif that day, they would read from the Sefer Torah. U'b'mincha, mashenkin, mincha of those days, of these days of the Mishmar of the week, Nichnosim, they would come into Shul, the Koran, they would read also from the Torah, but Alpiyan, they wouldn't have to read from a Sefer Torah by Mincha it's enough to read it Alpeh. Ke Koran as Shema, the same way you read Shema, Balpeh, who are then the Anshe Mishmar on Mincha time, used to read these Tzukim Balpeh. Trashib Koran as Napiyan, Kolechad Bifne Yatzmai, Oboy Bigmor Maikom, Mikora Katani, Pasha Katana. The Mor will explain this. It means Mincha is different. That Shachris, and when you had a Musaf, you would read from the Sefer Torah, and by Mincha, that was different than they used to have, they could just read it, Baal Peh. Erev Shabbos b'mincha, lohoyer nechnosim if they cover Shabbos. On Friday, they didn't get together to make it like a tzibur to lay by Mincha, as cover Shabbos, they didn't get together. Now, kol yoim sheyesh by halo, any day that they had halo, now throughout the year came Rosh Chodesh, a day you had to say halo, there was still a mishmer, there was still an anshe maimid. As the anshe maimid, because they brought the korban atomid every single day of the year. Every single day of the year, you have the Yanshe Maimid, that means a chelik of Yisraelim, half was standing in the Beis Hamikdash by the Korban, as if to say, we're a shliach with Hot Zibur to be on top of the Korban Atomid, and the other half of the Yanshe Maimid of Yisraelim would be in the cities gathering together. So let's say it came one day that we said, Hallel Rosh Chodesh, is Ein Maimid B'Shachris. Ein maimid b'shachris.
Rashi says,
"Yekol yem shesh mihal ein boy maimid shachris oisen shehoye b'Yerushalayim lohoye mispallen a korban achayim sheyesh mihal since they are halal lefi shein lehen tnai lasis ma'modim shekurin es halal uvnei a halal hoye deichin es a maimid." And because they had to say halal, they wouldn't have the special tefillah they would daven like that Hashem should be mekabel that tefillah. The korban musaf, a day they had a korban musaf. Rashi, yom sheyesh be korban musaf Yerushalayim, ein maimed benila. Then they would not have nila. The most of the mishnah is ein nila. You wouldn't have a maimed. You wouldn't have a gathering together when they had the tefillah nila Yerushalayim. The chol shchein be mincha asmuchel musaf. And for sure, when the daven mincha, after musaf also, you wouldn't have a special gathering to daven that Hashem should accept the korban atomid. If we show you true din be musaf, because they were busy davening musaf. Sheyesh boi lahakri behemos yosem mitomid shuechot. Because for korban musaf, you have to bring more korbanis than just the korban, one for the atomid. His eilocha musaf loishtei behemos. Every single musaf, even a Shabbos musaf, has at least two behemos. Lohoyelem penai klau. Shakanim shomaimit trudim b'musaf. The kanim by the maimur was torah b'musaf. V'yisrael shabem or yotrudim lach tereitim. And the Yisraelim, they were also busy. They were busy cutting the wood. V'lishrev maimit, fetch the water. V'doicha filu maimit denila. Therefore, they didn't have time to get together to dive into Hashem to makabel the tzvila, makabel the karbonis. Even by nila, they didn't do it. Korban eitzim. There's one of nine times. The Mishnah will explain later exactly when they had a special day to bring a korban of eitzim. Even if that day, when you had to bring a korban from wood, even though it wasn't the day to say musif, also that day that they brought the korban eitzim, they didn't have the maimid shomincha. When it came mincha time, they didn't gather together to have the special tefillis that Hashem should be mekabel the korban. But if they korbanate him, if they should korbanate him, koydim lemincha, v'doicha maimed asamach loy, v'loy shal nila. That's what the Mishnah says. But korbanate him, a day that you had to bring a korbanate him, ain't b'mincha. When they dive in mincha that day, there wasn't a maimed. You didn't have them gather together to have to say the special tefillah that Hashem should be mekabel the korbanis. Divur Rebbe Kiva, this is Rebbe Kiva Shita. Omoloy ben Azir says back like this. Kach hoya Reb Yeshua Shoina. This is the way Reb Yeshua used to learn. Korban Musaf. A day when you brought a Korban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, or Yom Tovim, when you brought a Korban Musaf, ain't b'mincha.
They did not have the Ma'amadus by Mincha, and for sure not by Nila, they did not have it. In other words, not like the Tanakamu. He said that day you have a Korban Musaf, it's only ain't by Nila, but Mincha you would have the Ma'amadus. And Reb Yeshua says, no, even by Mincha there's no Ma'amadus. And Korban Eitzim, a day when they had to bring the matonis of the korbanis that they used to Korban Eitzim, that they used to bring a special korban, a korban oila, then is ain by Manila. Not only by Mincha didn't you say it, but even by Nila also you did not say my modus. And the Mishnah says Chazer Rebbe Kiva liyashenike ben Azai. Rebbe Kiva also used to learn like Ben Azai learned.
Right. Now Zaman Eitzei Kanim. When was the time when they used to bring the Atzei Kanim? There are nine times when there used to be a special korban of eitzim, when the kanim used to bring a special inyan of a korban eitzim. There were nine times of the year. So Rashi says, "Zman atze kanim v'om shem isnazven eitzim." When they used to bring their own wood to bring to the marocha, bring to the Beis Hamikdash, there were nine times of the year. So Rashi tisha be'elu ates man of these nine times. They used to bring a matonolite to bring the eitzim for a korban. They used to bring korban that day, the day they give for a present, wood to the mizbeach. Even though the Marocha, they had already a big storage of wood. They still used to bring new wood for a present. And these 9 times, they would also bring a special korban. One of these special times, the Yechud ben Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, b'nei Aruch ben Yehuda. That mishpacha, those kanim, so Rashi says, b'nei Aruch ben Yehuda, shekesholu b'nei ha-goylam. When they first came out of Golis, out of Golis bubble, by the second base of Migdash, heim hisnadvu tchilam. They were the first ones to give wood to the base of Migdash. And they gave it b'yechad b'nisan. V'sipik le'meitzim ad chof betamis. They gave so much wood, it was enough wood to be used until chof betamis. Shesnadvu b'nei David orach shmur. That's when the second one. V'meshevet Yehud Yehoyah. That's when the second one gave their matonis. Now, b'yesrim b'tamis, the 20th day of Tamis, b'nei David ben Yehuda. That's when they brought the wood the first time by the second base of Migdash. B'chamish shabav b'nei Parish ben Yehuda. By the 15th day of Ad, that Av, that's when b'nei Parish, that's when they gave their matonis. V'aita b'shiva boy, on the 7th day, b'nei Yonadav ben Rochev. B'yesrim boy, on the 20th day, b'nei Sana ben Binyamin. B'chamish shasa boy, on the 15th day of Av, b'nei Susa ben Yehuda. V'imoyim kahanim uluvim. V'chol mi shetoy b'shiftoy. Whoever made the mistake, didn't know what shevet it was, also brought at this time, they brought the kabonis. Tomorrow will explain exactly what it means, they made a mistake by the shevet. O'b'nei gunvei olei o'b'nei kutzei k'tziyos.
Hey, these were names of two mishpachas, which really, we'll see, it's called one mishpacha. Besrim boy, they used to bring it the 20th day, they brought their atzei kabonis, atzei a korban etzim.
Rashi says, mishpacha sachasein, it was one mishpacha. The Gemara before Shemai Mikroch, why were they called these ways? Whereas this mishpacha, that mishpacha, was one mishpacha, they also brought wood.
You're right, the Besrim boy on the 20th day of Av, then was B'nei Fachas Moyev Ben Yehuda. That was that time to bring the korban etzim. B'yesrim b'yelul, the 20th day of Elul, was B'nei Odin ben Yehuda. That was that time to bring the korban etzim. B'yechad b'teves, then Shovel B'nei Farosh Shania. They brought a second time the matonis of the korban of the etzim. They brought a second time B'yechad b'teves.
That's when B'nei Parosh came a second time, and they brought wood. A second time they brought wood. B'yechad b'teves, Loihoya boy maimed. On Echad B'Tevus also was no maimed then. Shoya boy halal. Since it was Rosh Chodesh, they said halal, they didn't have a maimed then. For Korban Musaf, for Korban Eitzim. And the Huadin, there was Korban Musaf, a Korban, and a Korban Eitzim also, therefore there was no maimed. Since that, so many things then, therefore they didn't have the maimed. Trashu B'Echad B'Tevus, Shoya Rosh Chodesh, for Chanukah, Lohoya boy maimed. It was also Chanukah then, therefore they didn't have the Maimed then. They had too many things then, they didn't have the Maimed then. We'll see in the Gemara exactly, but these are 9 different times. The first times, like when these people brought wood to the Mizbeach, so it was like a Yomta for them. Since it was a Yomta for them, every single year, they would bring like wood at that time and bring a Korban Eitzim at that time. So because of the Korban Eitzim, it was pushed off the Maimed of that day. Since they were busy bringing the Korban Eitzim, they couldn't bring the Maimed that day. They didn't have the Maimed that day. Again, the Maimed means they didn't have the tefillah, they didn't daven to Hashem to accept the Korbanos that day. Then the Mishnah says, Chamisha Dvorim Iru Esav Oisenu V'Shiva Asa Batamis. 5 things happened there to Klai Yisrael on Shiva Asa Batamis V'Chamisha Batishabov. And 5 bad things happened to Klai Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. V'Shiva Asa Batamis is Nishtabru Haluchis. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchis. He broke it on Shiva.